These are the Barah Ministry announcements for November 24th, 2019. Happy birthday tomorrow to Tracy Bixby. Yay, our social media queen. Happy birthday, Tracy. How old are you now? I don't know. In her 40s. Up there. Whatever. Why is everybody so freaked out about telling their age? I am. I'm freaked out about telling my age because immediately when I tell my age, everybody wants to put me in a wheelchair. That's wrong. It's your fault, June. Mark your calendars. The next Lord's Supper celebration is December 15th. That's the third week in December. We usually celebrate it on the second. And we're going to visit the vets on December 15th at 2 o'clock. Celebrate Christmas with them. We got a great song lineup already put together by June, and it's going to be fun for them. Mark your calendars. No face-to-face teaching on December 8th and December 29th. And one of those days, there will be no lesson. So Larry will put something up from the past. The lesson I'd like to see go up in the time, it would be that we're nothing lesson. So you might start thinking about teeing that up. The next elders meeting will be December 21st, 2019. Please get that on our calendar. We had one this week, and it was to communicate the vision of what this Center for Impact is going to be like and what the ministries are going to be within it. And so we've got some good consensus on that. And one of the, I think the December 29th, lesson, what we're going to do instead of a lesson is I'm going to talk to you about the vision for that center and about how we're going to go about getting the grants for capital, for operations, for equipment, and then for whatever the fourth thing is. I always forget. I don't know why. Forgetting for happens at 8, and I always forget the fourth thing. Do you remember? Oh, projects. That's it. So capital, operations, equipment, and projects. And so we're going to really start figuring out ways to get grants to start funding what we want to do as we grow. The Barah Ministries Homecoming is April 24th, 25th, 26th. Pastor John Farley will join us, as you know. We're really looking forward to that. And the 10th Annual Coeur d'Alene Conference will be August 7th and 8th of next year. And we're looking forward to that. And we tell you these things this early so you can get your tickets now. If you haven't been to the Coeur d'Alene Conference, it would be a good idea for you to get to that for a couple of reasons. One, because you get to be around John and Monica Miller, who are the greatest hosts ever. But also because Coeur d'Alene is gorgeous in the summer. It's a nice getaway from Phoenix in August, and you know what Phoenix is like in August. Real hot and real monsoony and humid. So Coeur d'Alene is a very welcome break from that. And I always go up about the Tuesday of the week so that I can hang around for a week, play some golf, have some fun in the area. There's a lot of great restaurants, a lot of great places to walk. So if you haven't been there, make plans to go. You're going to be buying a lot of stuff this holiday season, and you probably buy a lot of stuff all the time if some of my married friends, my married male friends are accurate when they critique their wives about how many Amazon boxes they have in their house. So if you use Amazon, you can get on a website called Amazon Smile, and it has all of the exact same things that are on the regular Amazon site. But if you buy from Amazon Smile, you can designate Barah Ministries as a charitable organization, and they will donate a part of your purchase back to Barah Ministries. So in our bank account, our Barah Ministries bank account, there was $14 in it this month from my purchases. So $14 is $14. You know, a brother could get a hot dog or something one of these days when I get off of this program, which, by the way, I am down 25 pounds in 30 days. Thank you very much. Don't make me take this coat off, because I'll take the coat off. I'll show you. I'm melting away. I look in the mirror like I'm about 3 inches from seeing my feet for the first time when I look down. So I'm very happy. But anyway, Amazon Smile. If you don't know how to do that, just send a note to Larry Collins, and he will explain it to you, he'll call you, and talk you through it. But it's an easy way to give to Barah Ministries. The grant process continues. Denise and I met with the grant writer, and for the next month, we have targeted four organizations to research and to apply to. Two of them we think are phenomenal. Two of them are questionable because they are religious organizations that may not have the same thought process that we do. So we're just going to test it out. But we're really excited about getting started with that. So starting in the new year, I told the grant writer that the first 6 months of this year was ready. He was teaching me what the whole grant writing and grant getting process was all about. And then the AIM part was I went to a couple of organizations who give grants to find out what they are willing to fund. And now the 2020 is going to be the fire year where we start getting some money in here. So we're really looking forward to seeing that happen. And the faster we get that $3 million in, the better. I'm thinking that our building is going to need to be a two-story instead of a one-story based on the new concept we have. But I'll be telling you about that in our last lesson of the year. Prayer Power right after the service. No, wait, I missed one. There's an app for that. Download the Barah Ministries app. It's always good to have your friends download that app and show them how to use it so they can get all Barah Ministries all the time. And it's a great way to evangelize. And then finally, Prayer Power right after the service. We'll get together and pray for the petitions and intentions that we have, and also the petitions intercessions that were requested on the Barah Ministries prayer request group. So those are the Barah Ministry announcements for November 24th, 2019.